Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm finally recording my AMAs. I have a confession. I did record them before, but I made the mistake of drinking too much. So there was a point like midway through answering these questions where I didn't even know what I was talking about anymore. So yeah, we just scrapped that one. You guys are never going to be able to hear that. It was, no. But anyway, I think when I posted that I was going to be doing the AMAs, it was around the time I was reaching 1,000 followers. And now there's 2,900 of you all. That's crazy. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my audios and giving them a chance and enjoying them and leaving your lovely comments. Like, seriously, you guys are so nice and so respectful and so funny. Like, funny. I don't know. You guys are just, you're great. I'm seriously super thankful for all of it and your awards. I mean, I feel like I'm not creating in a void and actually have people who are on the other end of this, like, and giving my creations a chance. And I don't know, it's really special. So thank you. Well, should we just get into it? I think we should. I feel a little awkward, but I'm gonna trudge through this and do the best I can. I'll try to articulate as much as I can. I'm gonna be all over the place, so just bear with me, please. All right, here we go. Question number one. What made you get into doing audios? Well, before I started doing audios, I was a listener myself, and actually still am a listener, and I have like my favorite VAs that I get excited to hear their audios when they post. There's a few, like a while ago, there was, you know, a few VAs who I really liked who no longer share anything on GWA. And I hope they're doing all right. I'm sure they are, but they definitely inspired me to, you know, go ahead and try it out myself. Yeah, I know I've been told I have a sexy voice and I'm pretty good at doing improv. I actually have a background in doing some long form comedy improv. So I guess I'm using it to make porn now. That's great. That's exactly what it's intended for. Yeah, so like I decided I wanted to bring all these sexy scenarios and stories and fantasies that I have inside my brain, my perverted little brain, and share it with a bunch of people and see what they think. And you all like it, so that's great. It makes me so happy that you are into a lot of the same stuff I am. Yeah, so I'm just gonna keep going with it and see where it goes. And most importantly, it's just really just an, you know, expression of my own sexuality and desires and getting it out there and having people listen to it and feel good while listening to it is something I often think about, and it really brings a big smile to my face. And I really want to thank all of you who follow me or who listen to my audios and leave like the kindest comments, and I don't know, you guys are really funny too. Yeah, it means a lot to me, and it just kind of helps me feel like I'm part of this whole community. It's pretty great. So thank you. I love you all so much. Okay, Now let's go to question number two. When you listen to audios, are there any themes or sexual acts that you consider to be a guilty pleasure? I would have to say maybe some of the takes that include rape or CNC. If I listen to them, mostly from some like MDOM audios, like there's definitely moments where I'm like, I know I shouldn't like this, but I do. I shouldn't, but I do. So there's more of like a internal conflict. But again, it's just, you know, it's fantasy. And I can separate that. And knowing that it's just kind of exploring this in a safe space is comforting, I guess. All right, number three. What's your favorite TV show and or movie? Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with my favorite movie, and I'm going to go with a super obscure one. My favorite movie is Wet Hot American Summer. It's really silly. It has Paul Rudd is in it, and a bunch of other actors. Let's see. Bradley Cooper's in it. Amy Poehler and Janine Garofalo. Yeah, and a bunch of other funny comedians. And Michael Ian Black is in it. And it's ridiculous. It's just so absurd and like my humor all the way. And it's not everybody's. So like if you go into it and you watch Wet Hot American Summer, you're like, what the fuck is this? It's fine. Like, I'm not going to be offended, and that's okay. It's weird, but it's, I don't know. It just kind of like encapsulates like my humor all the way. Yeah, it's funny. Go, and there's even a TV series they did on Netflix, and that was pretty good. I still think the movie is better, but I enjoyed the TV series. I even watched like the behind the scenes of making Wet Hot American Summer. Like, yeah, it's one of my favorites. All right. Question number four. What's a perfect date to you? So my perfect date would be kind of like an all day event. We would wake up in the morning together after a night of fucking and have breakfast, and then we'd go see a movie later in the afternoon. But first, before the movie, I'm going to take you to a comic book shop, and we're going to look through all the comic books and pick out ones that each of us wants to recommend to the other, and just be fun and flirty while we're shopping. And then after that's over, then it's time to go to the movie. And we go to the movie and get all cuddly and cozy and kiss and be cute with each other. I don't know, just like any excuse to like touch each other and kiss and talk and get to know one another. It's like, that's just the best. All right, question number five. What's the best piece of life advice you have on hand? I would say, like, as much as like you probably hear this, it's like, just do what you love, even if it means like people aren't really gonna get it or understand it, and even if it's just like a hobby, or if it is something that you want to turn into a business, or if it's like something that people don't understand, and or maybe you like have any shame around it, like as long as it's like legal and no one's getting hurt, like just go for it, dive in. Like, you have one life. Like, go do the thing that really makes you happy and lights you up. That's really important, because I don't know, I think for a while, like, I myself, you know, had, I mean, for example, I am creating erotic audios, and no one from my family, or, well, maybe like a couple of friends know, but it's not something I really put out there, and maybe someday I will, but it's definitely become something that is really important to me and excites me on a level that I've never experienced before. All right. Question number 6. What sounds turn you on the most? Non-words. Men moaning. Moan in your girl's ear. Just moan. Please, don't be quiet. That turns me on so much. Moaning and begging. When men beg, that's really nice too. All right, question number 7. Do you have any background in performing or acting? Very, very basic. I've never been on stage. Just I've done, like I said, long form improv comedy with like a group of friends, and we totally corny and dumb, but it was really fun. So that's, and I've always just kind of, I don't know, hammed it up for my friends and been a goofball. So I don't know if that's acting, but I guess definitely performing. Yeah. Question number 8. How often do you masturbate? I would say it depends. It depends. Like, it's kind of cyclical for women, I think. So there are definitely times during the month where I am completely ravenous and I may go once or twice a day or 3 times a day. And then, you know, sometimes it's like every other, every couple days. It's just, I don't know. It all depends. Okay, question number 9. Why are you so amazing? Thank you. I don't know. I don't know if I'm amazing. I don't know how to answer that. Question number 10. Can we expect a Patreon from you soon? Yes, you can. I am currently working on setting up a schedule that I can adhere to and that will, you know, kind of help me produce content on time for you all and on a weekly basis. I do plan to have some exclusive audios on Patreon and then, but still keeping having a weekly post on Reddit as well. All right, so let's see. Question number 12. What is your favorite meal? Okay, don't make fun of me. But my favorite meal, I feel like this is the perfect meal, is a salad. Like, you can put a bunch of different kinds of ingredients in it. Ingredients, that's not a... Ingredients into a salad. And it's like nice and light and fresh. I don't know, sometimes I like to have a heavier salad with like avocados and bacon and like blue cheese. Yeah, I just go crazy. I go wild with my salads. And I have a name for them. I call them my BAS. I'm like, I'm having a BAS today. It's my big ass salad. So it's really corny. I don't give a fuck. I love salads. They're nice and healthy. They make me feel good. They taste fucking delicious, especially the ones I make. I don't fuck around. Like, I'm hard boiling eggs beforehand. Like, I'm getting all my shit and everything's ready. I just dump it all in this gigantic bowl. It's good. Salad's good. I don't give a shit what you think. Okay. I got really aggressive about the salads. Wow, I might have to, like, do some, unpack that. Okay. All right. How are you doing? I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. I hope you all are doing well. Yeah, you know, I have my moments. Like everyone else, I have some really fucking shitty days. And they're less now. But, yeah. But overall, I feel good. I'm doing really good. All right, number 14. Here we go. This one's kind of loaded. Let's see. Okay. Did creating and performing audio porn erotica, or being active in this community change your outlook on yourself, your sexuality, your aesthetic preferences, or life in general? So I've thought about this recently. So in my personal life, I can be kind of shy. I'm not so open with people. I have some walls up. Working on it. I also, like, as far as, like, being perceived as, like, sexual or being sexy, I don't like it when I'm, like, out in public or it's unwelcomed. But in this space, I can control when I'm being perceived, what I put out there. I want to be perceived as being sexy, like, and I want responses. Like, I like that controlled environment, and I am consenting to you all to perceive me that way. And there's something really, like, empowering about having that control of when and where you are perceived. Yeah, and it's really improved my confidence, my self-esteem, and, like, I feel really fucking sexy now. Like, I feel really good about myself. And yeah, I'm just gonna keep it going. Yeah, it's been great. Okay, question number 15. What advice would you give to new, unexperienced version of yourself if you were to start posting on Reddit today? I would say, like, just stay true to yourself. Create the stuff that you're into. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to be doing what everybody else is doing. Like, just, you know, just have fun. And, you know, I think I've always done that. And maybe, like, another, another tip maybe would be just take your time. And if you get, like, stuck on something or you can't come up with an idea, just, like, take a break. You know, inspiration comes in weird moments, and let it happen. Yeah. All right, question number 16. What was your first time recording like? Did you do research beforehand, or you see a script you like a lot and just start winging it? The first time recording, I wrote out an entire script, and, like, I remember, like, I wanted to do, like, a character artwork for, like, each, like, audio. And I've since kind of, I want to do that again, like, having, like, a companion art piece, like, of the character in the audio, but drawing takes a very long time for me. It's very involved. Whereas, like, an audio will take, like, 1 to 2 hours to record and create. I mean, plus there's also writing and brainstorming. But, yeah, I think the drawing part of it I may be leaving out, because I, like, my art and drawing, I think I want to just be more of a hobby and something I do for fun as, like, a special thing I do for myself. And then the audios, I kind of like making them more than drawing. Like, I'm having this really crazy, like, revelation. I've been an artist drawing for, like, most of my life, and that's the thing, like, you know, people, like, know that I do, and now, like, there's a lot of, I mean, strangers know that I do this, but, like, people in my personal life don't know that I make audios. But it's quickly replaced drawing and art as, like, becoming my main creative outlet. And I think it's done so because it's combining, like, my favorite topic, sex. I mean, it really, just human sexuality has always fascinated me. And then I can combine it with my writing and performing, and it's like so many levels of expressing myself that all come together in one place. It's just, it's very satisfying, and I really like it a lot. I mean, in the research, okay, so back to the question. Like, the first time recording, I was so excited. I still get really excited before I record. But yeah, I was really excited, and I was happy with how it turned out. Yeah, and there was a sexy scenario of a test drive that turned into a strangers become lovers scenario, or strangers lovers scenario. So yeah, that was really fun. And yeah, I was hooked right away. Okay, next question. Do you prefer writing script or performing audio? So, I like writing, and I really like writing, but it's a little more, like, arduous for me. Like, it's a lot of editing I have to do, and I get stuck sometimes. I don't like getting stuck. I like things to, like, free flow if they can. I would say performing audio is my favorite, but I still do like writing, and I will probably here and there write full scripts. But performing is my favorite. I like to perform off of an outline I've created, usually. That produces, like, a really good, genuine performance, I think, is when I can improvise it. Okay, question 18. Do you have a favorite kink? I do. I do have a favorite kink. I'm an exhibitionist. All the way, baby. Yeah, I like showing myself. I like y'all hearing me, like, moan and be sexy and sharing that with people. Like, public sex is really hot. I mean, responsible, ethical. Like, I don't want to get caught, but the thrill of, like, almost getting caught is, does it for me. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. Yeah. Question number 19. What audio is your favorite that you've recorded so far? I think it has to be a sweet treat for my new pet. I think that one is really cute and fun, and I would say kind of most showcases my style, as, like, if I'm feeling like being in a more dominant role with a partner. I'm a gentle dom naturally. So I think I injected that with a lot of my own personality and style, so I really like that one a lot, and it's cute. All right, question number 20. Are there any kinks that you'd like to record an audio on that you haven't performed yet? Yeah, there's some, and they're a little out there, so I mean they're not out there, but, like, I don't know, like, oh, I don't know how it will be received. So there's definitely one, like some male chastity audios I'd like to perform. That's intriguing to me. I enjoy that. I enjoy male chastity. It's a lot of fun, like, denial and, like, It's just like the visual of the cage around the cock is so hot. Yeah. Yeah, I might have to do that one. Yeah, I might have to do a male chastity. Yeah. Question number 21. How did you first learn about audio porn? I feel like I saw something. It was either through YouTube, and then, like, that channel brought me to GWA. And then, yeah, I kind of just went down the rabbit hole. Wow. Yeah. Question number 22. You write scripts. You record audio, and you are a great artist. Are there any other talents that you are proud of? I can dance a little bit. I'm an okay dancer. I can sing a little bit too. I might sing. I don't know. I'm nervous, but we'll see. We'll see if I sing or not. Question number 23. In your script writing, have you ever performed a character more than once, or do you usually create a new character each time? I haven't done multiple characters. Well, I feel like my girlfriend character is like the same person. Like, it's funny, like, so the girlfriend character in, what was it? Caution, dry humping may lead to yada, 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 yada. Like, and it was like a slippery slope situation. I feel like that girlfriend is the same girl who is in my new, Lovers in the Park audio. Like, it's kind of like a little sequel, I guess. I didn't say that it was, but like in my mind, the girlfriend audios are always going to be kind of like, I put a lot of myself into that role. So it's kind of me, I guess. So yes, I'm a reoccurring character. Question number 24, what kind of things do you like to do for fun other than audios? I like to listen to music. I like to be with friends and family. I like to read comic books. I enjoy documentaries. I like learning new things a lot, too. I kind of like, I'm pretty whimsical, and I like to dive into new hobbies and topics, like, all the way in. Yeah. I know how to play the bass guitar a little bit. I'm okay. A little bit of piano. Now I'm deep into the audio world and trying to get better at recording, maybe upgrading my equipment. That's fun to me. I like learning things. Like, I don't know. That's fun. Question number 25. What are your dick size preferences? I would say my dick size preference, I don't have like a specific one. The one requirement is that you hit my G spot, and that's pretty close-ish to my entrance. So that's, I guess, and like you don't even need a dick because there's dildos and other things in your fingers. So I don't have a specific preference. Okay, moving on. Question number 26. Who are your GWA heroes or inspirations? I won't go into specifics, but actually, like, the people that inspire me are the VAs that I listen to and get excited about, like, they post a new audio, I'm like, yes, it's like the best day, I can't wait to listen to it, especially when the tags are just like, ooh, just so delicious and yummy, and oh my god, I get really excited. Yeah, they inspire me, like, people who are like really, you know, try to push what audio porn can be, and they, you know, they're adding like crazy sound effects and like just like, yeah, just pushing those boundaries. It's, I think that's really inspiring. I try to do the same. I just, you know, I'm very much a novice when it comes to recording audios, and but eventually I won't be, and that's why I'm going to learn and continue my learning, and I'll get on that level. Question number 27. Did you see any performers before you started that you saw as goals? I don't know. I think everyone has their own unique style, and I like the performers that like take risks and try out maybe some audios that or scripts that are, I don't know, that like push them as a performer, like out of their comfort zone. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Question number 28. How's your day? My day's really good. It's nighttime right now, but it's good. It was a good day. I got a lot of stuff done, so that's always good. That feels good. Question number 29. What's your favorite kink? Oh, did we answer that one? Oh, I answered that one already. Exhibitionism. Yeah. Question number 30. Do you play online games? So I haven't for a while. I did play like a while ago, a long time ago. I played Final Fantasy online for a little bit with like my friend and I, we used to play. And then I kind of got into Genshin Impact. That was fun, but it was like, it was becoming all consuming. So I kind of backed out of that. But I liked Genshin Impact. That's a really cool game. Question number 31. What kind of script would intrigue you the most to make an audio of? Gosh. I think I've been trying to push myself to do more F-sub content. So I think something along those lines, like if it's like the thing with like the like script offers, like I have to be able to like hear it in my voice, because then I feel more confident like to perform it, if I'm able to, you know, tap into that, and it's something like I personally am into, like, yeah. And that's hard because like, I don't know. I'm trying not to be so, like, precious with things. And, like, I do want to, like, challenge myself more and do scripts that maybe, like, I might not exactly be into personally. But, like, I want to, you know, challenge myself as a performer in that way. We'll see. Question number 32. Have you ever made someone come in their pants? I love that we are ending on this one. Okay. Have you ever made someone come in their pants? Do you want to make someone do this? I don't know if I have made someone come in their pants. If I did, maybe they didn't want to tell me and hit it. That's okay too. They don't have to tell me. Do I want to make someone do this? Yeah, I think that's kind of like It's kind of fun. It's a fun teasing thing. Yeah, I think I like to make a good boy come in his pants. It's fun. I love that that's the question we end on. I'm open. I'll answer those questions. Thank you all for who submitted your questions. Seriously, you guys are the best. I don't know. I'm just, every time I post, I'm so excited to hear what you guys think. And, you know, sometimes I can't respond to all of the comments, but I'll try. Yeah, you make me smile and you make it worth it. It's just so wonderful, like, to hear that positive feedback. And you guys are so goddamn respectful, too. Jesus Christ. You are. I love you all. I'm excited to keep making audios and exploring my sexuality and helping you all explore yours as well in this wonderful space that we share together. It's great. I don't know what else to say. I do sing. Maybe I'll add a little song at the end of this. I hope I'm not too picky and like take forever to find a song that I want to do. We'll see. All right. Well, thank you all very much. I hope to do another one of these. I will post I will post something if I'm going to need more questions, but this has been nice. I don't think I've ever been this happy before. I don't know. Anyways, okay. Mwah. Thank you. I love you all.
Okay, so I'm going to try to record myself singing along to a song. I don't know how to... I can't find the instrumental to this one, and I'm not going to even try it. I don't play music at all. But I'm going to just sing over the song, playing from my phone, and we'll see how that goes. All right, here we go. This is Honey Thighs by Strong Boy.
Yeah, I think that's it.
the song kind of goes on. But yeah, that's me singing over a song playing from my phone.